Time Media Men podcast number 15.
Mm.
15 in a world.
Oh, yeah. Four men on a journey.
We are high on some 7-Up here, guys. We have a 2-liter of 7-Up. We're getting down and dirty. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with...
L'chaim!
There have been many L'chaims tonight, yes. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Andrew Conway.
Hey, yes, you are.
Adam Conway.
Don't forget about it.
And the man who's too much Jew.
For who?
Gadiel Khan.
He's got nothing to lose.
Shalom.
Shalom, my brother.
Shalom.
Here is our In the News segment where we discuss all the cool and bizarre news segments going on. So I'll start out. In some unfortunate news, they are remaking Roadhouse. What? With Rob Cohen directing.
What has Rob done again?
The first Fast and Furious movie and Triple X one.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to say? Vomit.
I'm not happy about this.
Roadhouse.
Well, I know,
but they're remaking Roadhouse. How do you replace Sam Elliott? How do you replace Patrick Swayze?
Well, we'll put Paul Walker in there because I like to do that.
You already know who it's going to be.
And who's going to be the Jeff Healey band?
Just butt in the moonlight walk.
Who's going to be the Jeff Healey band? Are they going to have the double deuce? Like, are they going to have somebody rip somebody's
Hank
throat Williams out?
Hank deuce. Williams Jr. or something?
What are you talking about?
Hank Williams Jr.? Oh.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
So, Rob Cohen's remaking Roadhouse. I'm not happy about it. Let us know what you think. Do you guys think no?
Out.
Yes, out?
Out.
All right.
You know what? You know, I'll say this. I'd rather see Batman Superman than that.
Oh, wow, that's huge news. Whoa.
Hell has frozen over.
You've just been kosher.
next up on the list.
Rob Cohen, of all people.
Two females who I don't know why, but Oprah Winfrey and Diablo Cody are teaming up for HBO to make a new comedy called Moody Bitches.
About their lives.
Yes. Made, or based on an actual book
Doesn't
called
HBO
Moody Bitches.
Already have a show like this called Girls?
Right. Pretty much.
Aren't they Moody Bitches?
But maybe it's like a...
Yeah. Let's move on.
But it's like,
White Girls.
But it's Oprah and Diablo. They already have a big fan base.
Yeah.
And has Oprah done anything with HBO ever before?
No.
Because she has everything for her.
Yeah. The before. O Network.
So, I don't know too much about it, but I can imagine with these
two names.
I'm a fan
of Diablo Cody.
For the most part.
Her Dread Charlie B was pretty bad, though, if you got to see it.
Do you like Jennifer 8 or Jennifer whatever? Not Jennifer 8. Jennifer? Is that
Jennifer's
body?
It wasn't bad with
Megan
Fox. It wasn't horrible.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Well, there's that. I'm going to pass it over to Conway for the next one about the new AMC pilots.
These sound good.
Me?
Yeah, Knife Man and Galantine.
AMC usually has a pretty good track record with their pilots. They only do like 3 to 4 usually in a season. And Knife Man, what was that one about?
It was basically about. It was basically
passed it over to you, by the way.
It's basically
about information about
wow. Oh,
Knife Man's based on the book, and it's kind of like
Man with a Knife.
The Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde was based off of, or something like that. Old time.
Plot
it's like a guy who grave robs and does surgeries trying to boost up him.
Yeah, basically.
Simon Pegg did a movie recently that was about that
guy.
Was
it John Landis movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Very, it's the same character.
Yes.
So basically, he's getting body parts for his brother who's the surgeon.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Yes.
And then Galantine is like, was it sci-fi?
It was a sci-fi. Like,
but both these are serious. Both these
yeah.
are real
yeah.
serious.
Well, Galantine, I think, is a post-apocalyptic sci-fi movie. Or it's kind of like, I guess it's
kind of like Revolution, they
yeah,
said.
Yeah, AMC's answer to Revolution, which will be better than NBC's Revolution. I think.
Does anyone still watch that shit?
I don't think so.
I don't mean to curse on that.
I mean, I just reviewed Revolution. I mean, it has decent setups. It just
when they turn
NBC.
Back on everything, out. That's when I got out of it, all right? It was a great concept, and you idiots turned it all
they
back on.
They just had to unplug it
yeah.
and plug it back in.
I'm so grateful y'all figured
it's
this
off
crap
again.
Out.
It's off again.
Oh, that's great.
It's off again. It's off again.
Why did they just leave the house?
It's like a bad relationship.
So with AMC's track record of Walking Dead, The Killing, Breaking Bad, Mad Men, it's just, I'm always looking forward to AMC stuff.
What's the most recent one with the cops?
And oh, Low Winter Sun?
People need to get into that show.
I think it's actually not going to be renewed.
Oh, I love that show.
But
that,
hey, The Killing got renewed from Netflix.
Killing's good.
For four seasons, eight episodes, and it's the last. It's the last.
Tie up and
supposedly,
Netflix
then like
paid.
Amazon Prime will probably pick it up for six episodes. And then it'll keep going.
Kinnaman just won't
move it. TV Guy Network.
If the TV show's title The Killing, it cannot be killed.
True.
Aha.
Oh.
All right.
A lot of people didn't know that, though.
Moving on to some awesome news, which, good gravy.
Awesome news.
My favorite comic book ever, Preacher, is finally getting to be a TV series.
We're hoping.
On AMC.
I believe we've talked about this on the podcast before, too.
I don't think so.
Not Seth Rogen.
Oh, no, not this.
Preacher.
So,
being brought in.
If you're not familiar with Preacher, Preacher is a great comic book series, and for the last several years, they've tried to adapt it. They tried to adapt it on HBO with James Marsden playing the lead role.
Would have been awesome.
Sam Mendes at one point was slated to direct the feature film, and Sam Jackson has expressed interest in playing the Saint of Killers, which is an awesome character in the book. So finally, AMC has picked it up or ordered a pilot, and Seth Rogen supposedly took to his Twitter account and was excited that he gets to put this out because it's his favorite comic book as well.
And his producing partner, Evan.
Yeah. So hopefully they're not in the TV show, just producing.
No, I think they're producing and writing. Yeah, Evan writes a lot of, he's directed and written a lot of their work.
But it's such a, I like AMC. I think with Breaking Bad and Walking Dead, they show a lot of stuff. But with Preacher, it's so hardcore. There's a lot of graphic violence, graphic nudity, rape, just crazy amounts.
It's a dark world.
Very family friendly.
Yeah, very family friendly. And it's at an epic scale. So I'm trying to think, has there been a TV show on AMC that's been an epic scale like Preacher? Because
Walking Dead's kind of epic, but it's in one area.
Yeah, Preacher's
like
all rural.
Over it's like they go to Mossad and they travel the world. It's really big. Yeah. That's what she said. But
so it's kind of like Amazing Race meets Walking Dead meets like Jesus or something like that, right?
I just hope
there are angels and demons and stuff in this.
Yeah, it's angels and demons. So
it's apparently what's the new wave.
Yes. We talked about how the angels are a big thing now.
They're turning Legion into a TV show.
Yeah.
There's going to be a ton of...
But I just hope that Sam Jackson...
Did they watch the movie?
Sam Jackson is the Saint of Killers, because that would be amazing.
Have they worked together?
He doesn't have a lot going on, so I'm sure he can...
Yeah, seriously.
Joe Rogan.
So yeah, Preacher is becoming a movie.
Who would you want to see play Preacher?
Man, I have no
idea. What's the Breaking Bad kid? I want him.
Oh, my God.
I really would have said, like, James Marsden would be pretty good.
And oh, man, that hit me now. Dude, come on. That's awesome.
Scooby Gary might be a good choice. That's
a,
we should, we'll think,
that's a good Texas boy right there.
You got to think about that, and we'll come back to it. Maybe some other podcast.
I like Scoot. That would be an awesome choice. Scoot's awesome.
Some feature.
So,
best part of that Brad Pitt crap, Killing Softly?
Yeah.
Scoot. Such a good role.
Moving on to the next one. Some more unfortunate news.
Oh,
some more unfortunate news. Day of the Dead. George Romero's Day of the Dead is getting remade for a second time. The last time was in 2008. Which was directed by Steve Miner.
Wasn't that directed to DVD?
Was Romero remaking it himself?
No. It is...
Could it be like Zack Snyder.
It's the guy who made The House at the End of the Street.
So we'll see.
You can't make that.
Then Dawn of the Dead was a successful remake.
That was, but...
So just give it a
this won't. That. I don't have...
Your optimism annoys me.
I like optimism.
I'm with Gotti on this, surprisingly. I'm not excited about this.
I'm just trying to argue.
They remade Day of the Dead in 2008 with Nick Cannon and Mina Suvari with Steve Miner directing.
It's all the same movie, right?
No, it's not.
Zombies taking over some area.
Wait, Mina Suvari still acting?
In 2008, yes.
That's good for her.
Well, I guess she was recently in American Reunion.
Giant forehead.
So there's that. We've talked about the new Dust Till Dawn series.
I'm on this.
Robert Rodriguez is remaking or making a series based on his vampire
show
for his new.
Is this technically the first El Rey product?
There's several in the mix, but this is the first big one.
What is El Rey? Hasn't he been producing stuff though?
El Rey is a new network that's going to be a channel, and it's Latino based. And Robert Rodriguez is laying in his name and his talents to do this to get the series or the network jumpstart.
Yeah. He has already produced, but this is the official like
first LRA. TV show for
the network.
If it's successful, maybe it'll come in like Tales from Sin City or something like that.
Yeah,
we already
what's
has,
nice
yeah. is
other brands.
This will be shot in Austin, correct?
Yeah,
at his studios.
Yeah, so that's the big deal for us Texans is El Rey is going to be all the time shot in Austin. So all those Austin actors, a lot
and,
of Dallas
is it
actors.
Troublemaker Studios, that's what it is.
Yeah, right? Which is also Linklater's involved in that too. With they yeah. redid the whole. All those studios down there. Linklater helped with that too. So
yeah.
It's great news for Texas actors and Texas yeah. talent because they will film here. They're not going outside the state.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about the series before, but they just announced that Wilmer Valorama, Fez from Semi Show, has just been cast one of the bad guys in the show as a regular. And in addition to Zane Holt, who was the older brother in Perks of Being a Wallflower.
That's Steve Holt?
No, this is Holt, not Holt. He will play one of the Gecko brothers.
Cheech Marin and a nice little cameo would be
awesome. That would be
sure
awesome, I hope so.
Gotta put Cheech in there.
And then I'll pass this next one over to Gotti since he's excited about it. Monty Python reunion.
Sold out in 44 seconds, so they added four more
tell
shows.
Tell us about what it is.
It is all the living members of Monty Python reuniting. Now it's only...
There's only one dead, right?
Well, Graham.
Two dead.
Well, Graham's, but he's been dead a long time. And Terry Gilliam, let's be honest, it's like damn near like
he didn't really do it. He just
dead.
Animation, yeah.
But they're all coming back together, and they seem
on
like,
stage.
On stage for well, now it's not just one night only.
Is it in the UK only?
Well, because they sold out so quickly, there's a lot of murmurs they want to do a traveling show because they are doing Spamalot did so well.
Yeah,
there's a lot of talks that yes. The next announcement by end of the year, probably, or maybe after this show, will be touring, which would be incredible for these dudes. Because
I didn't pay to see that.
Imagine, yeah. I mean, that they've not all liked each other. They've all got different separate careers. I mean, one's been on the Travel Channel. What's Michael Palin has been doing a lot of outside film stuff.
Yeah.
So to get him back and Cleese and all them, it's special.
Yeah.
And the fact it sold out in 44 seconds. Everyone wants
just
to see
it.
It shows
the Blu-ray that will come out soon after the performance.
I wouldn't be shocked if they did a tour and they jumped from continent to continent.
Do you really think they would all do that? They'd all want to travel together?
It's too much money that they couldn't. I mean, they're obviously doing this for... This is going to be huge.
Well, they
could
do like the live simulcast thing like they sometimes do.
It's not all of them, though, on the simulcast.
Yeah.
It's only occasionally, like, they'll bring in a few of them.
Yeah.
But it's good to see all of them back together and... Yeah. It's Monty Python. Who doesn't want to see that?
I do too. Moving on for you music lovers and people who love vinyl and records, Walking Dead and Breaking Bad have been released on vinyl exclusively at Hot Topic. You can go to their website or to the store and get the soundtracks to Walking Dead Volume 1 and Breaking Bad if you like the themes and the music from the show, which is awesome. And they're limited.
Especially Walking Dead. I really like the music.
I'm not a fan of this Hot Topic thing, but...
I'm a bit shocked by Hot Topic. It takes away a lot of the small-time vendors and like local record shops. Like for us, Good Records couldn't sell this, which is kind of shitty because you kind of figure that they would allow small places like that, one-off shops. But
yeah.
This whole exclusive Hot Topic, I think that was part of their deal, though, that they could distribute across the country.
Well, it's a new record label whose website's not even fully functioning yet, and these are like their first two big releases. So I think they made 2,000 of each, so they're extremely collectible. So hopefully after that, it's this site that will probably do more soundtracks.
Which is
a lot of people are trying to take their cues from Mondo, who've been releasing them. Death Waltz has done it. And now this new one, I think it's called like a Space Lab 9 or something like that. They're doing that, but I think it's awesome. And they said it's Walking Dead Volume 1, so there'll probably be more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about that. And here's a weird hot topic this week.
We talked about this last night, too.
If you watch Family Guy, which I never watched Family Guy, but I heard about it and I saw the scene. Family Guy actually killed off Brian the dog. They literally killed him off. He's not coming back. He got run over by a car, and there was a sentimental scene where he's in like the vet, and he tells the family he loves him, and he dies. And supposedly they're not bringing him back because they adopted a new dog who's voiced by
the
mob guy
from Sopranos with the stripes on his side.
And Goodfellas.
Why do you think they did that? Just because to give Seth MacFarlane a little more of a break?
No. The creators said they wanted to shake things up.
He's the number one licensed thing about the show, you know, merchandise about the show.
And the best bit on the show is him and Stu.
Yeah, by far. Which is...
Like, their moments together are some of the most outrageous moments. Brian's interaction with the mother. And
that was one of the things that they said, that he didn't expect that to be a big thing, but that ended up being...
And if none of you know this by now, but Brian's voice is actually the closest to Seth MacFarlane's voice.
Yeah, it's pretty much his voice.
Yeah.
Which makes you think, is he going to start separating himself from the family guy?
That's what I think is going to happen.
Well, if you take a...
He no longer has to do the week-to-week work. He's not any of the other voices.
Well, South Park did it.
And Stewie.
South Park did it. If you remember that.
They'll replace him.
South Park did it. They killed Kenny off.
Kenny didn't speak.
But they brought Kenny back a season later. Like, they killed him off for good, and then they brought him back a season later.
We know that. We said no win.
There'll be a heaven scene. We'll see him, but I agree with you, it probably won't be this season.
Yeah, maybe I'll wait till next season, and they'll just bring him back.
Brian was like, had a gay cousin.
Yeah, he's at the funeral.
Oh, they could do what they did in Beer Fest, which is amazing. They killed off Farver's like characters, and then like his twin brother's like, he's told me so much about you guys. I feel like I know, so you don't have to go through all that. And I was like, awesome.
Why don't you just call me?
Yeah, call me Landfill. But I think that's crazy. I'm trying to remember, you know, something that's happened. Like, I don't know why they did it. I mean, I could see South Park doing it.
I know why they did it. It's all over the damn news. It was on Time Magazine. It's huge.
So you think it's just a ratings booster for holidays?
Yeah. And also a way for Seth to kind of possibly step back.
A little bit.
Well, he's not doing anything day-to-day. He's only doing the voice work. And that only takes him an hour or 2 hours.
Yeah, because somebody is else show.
Now we cut it by a third because now there's only two.
Yeah, I think somebody else is in charge of the show right now. Too.
He does like Tom Tucker and
Peter. Those are one-off shows. He does do Peter and Stewie, you're right. But all those other secondary characters.
Doesn't he do Quagmire also?
Why can't he just hire Hank Azaria?
Yeah, he's Quagmire.
Yeah, he does Quagmire.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah. Giggity, giggity. Yeah, that is him.
He does a lot of voices on the show. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
we'll miss you, Brian the dog.
Let's move on.
We'll miss you, Brian the dog. On to some really cool news. Broadway stage news. James Franco and Chris O'Dowd will be doing Of Mice and Men on Broadway, which is awesome. I think Chris O'Dowd would be an awesome Lenny, and James Franco would be an awesome George.
I'd tap the brake on Franco.
Really? Why?
It's a much more, like, he has to tone himself down.
He can tone himself down.
Can he? Have you seen Homefront? Like, no.
That was over the top on purpose.
Okay, so I saw Homefront. Did you see Homefront?
Have you seen this Faulkner
movie? Have you seen Homefront?
Is it Like Dying? Is that what it's called?
Who?
What?
Have you seen Homefront?
Why? What does it matter?
I saw Homefront. Everybody in that movie is over the top except for Statham, who just nobody let him in on to have fun with it. He's just calm and collected through the whole thing. And like, Franco's character is named Gator Bodine. It's ridiculous. But take a look at like 127 Hours. He doesn't have a freak out there. He's like calm and collected in that movie.
So he cuts his arm off.
He's calm and collected and
it's a weird casting choice.
Well, you don't think Chris O'Dowd would be awesome as Lenny? Like a big that'd be awesome.
Chris O'Dowd's great. James Franco, I'm sort of like.
I think he'll be good because Frank. I mean, isn't George like kind of stupid, but also is kind of quick witted or something like that?
Yeah, but I just never would have. When I imagine it, I don't think
it does sound Franco. Just like James Franco.
That is a good description.
I'm just saying. Touché. I think this is awesome. This is like one I want to go to New York and see.
Speaking of Franco, did you see the?
This is going to be better.
Shot for Shot remaking it with Seth Rogen.
Yes, of Kanye's video.
Kanye's video Bounce 2.
Pretty funny.
Yeah,
it's called Bounce 3.
Yeah,
I think it's Bounce 3. Yeah,
pretty
supposedly
funny.
Kardashian said she loved it, so that was awesome. I do not like Kanye West. I hope you're listening, Kanye. Do not like you or your music.
Jesus.
So moving on, who has other news?
I like you, Connie.
I have some news.
I like it too, Connie. I don't know what's the problem.
First up, Spirit Award nominations were announced
Respect to all the Texans. Yen Tan, David Lowry, Eric Steele. There's a lot of nominations. Lowry for a few films. Writing for Pit Stop. Shane Carruth for Upstream, which editing with David Lowry. I think both of them were nominated together. Mudd got a little love. Jeff Nichols, a little shout out to Mudd and Jeff Nichols. McConaughey got nominated, but for Dallas Buyers, not Mudd, which was kind of
which is crazy, which is a
shocker.
That is.
Why are you yelling right now? Wow!
I'm all over the place.
The best features were Toby Slave, All Is Lost, Francis Ha, Inside Llewyn Davis, Nebraska.
Which, so, of those lists, Francis Ha is the most shocking, but yeah. I did enjoy that film.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
It's a good love for a film that deserves it.
And also, for the best lead female, Gabby Hoffman, they said was a pretty big shock.
Yeah.
Also, Brie Larson for Short Term 12, which is good.
Which she needs to get a lot more love. That she's very good in that movie.
And this is the first time they said they have actually six best male leads in the category, because there's so many good performances on the male side. You have Bruce Dern, Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Wait, how do you say that again?
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
What? Chiwetel.
Yeah, what did he call him? What's that?
Wow. Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Chiwetel.
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 Chiwetel Ejiofor. Oscar Isaac, who's great in Inside Llewyn Davis. Michael B. Jordan from Fruitvale Station.
Oh, man.
Great performance.
Robert Redford and Matthew McConaughey.
Though I'm still shocked that McConaughey not for Mudd, because Nichols got Mudd nominated, and that is so much more rich. I mean,
but maybe they're like, he has two awesome movies. You have to,
it may be more richer, but...
But you can nominate Matthew McConaughey for Best Supporting Actor and Best Actor in Dallas Buyers Club.
I hope they do that. I really hope they do that.
Yeah.
That'd be brilliant, because he's that... You're right. The kid, Jacob, is really... Because
his transformation in Dallas Buyers is just way more than... Mudd was a great performance, but the transformation he goes through in Dallas Buyers...
Jared Leto then needs to get a lot of love.
He does.
Jared Leto
needs Best Supporting Actor in that.
He's good. But a lot of Texas love. There's a shout out to all those Texas filmmakers. There's a lot of
up-and-coming
talent that's showcasing and going, obviously, broad.
Going places.
Because, a lot of those films are going to probably be big Oscar contenders also.
So. Exactly. So, good job from Spirit throwing out some good names. I mean, they do it every year. It's not like they fail, but, I mean, compared to what we'll see with the Oscars, Spirit will probably be a lot better. Oscars always ruin it. Fools.
Then, in other news, I have lots of Ben Affleck news.
Yay, Ben Affleck!
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are producing a new comic book adaptation of Sleeper.
Yes.
By Ed Brubaker, who did the run on Captain America and introduced Winter Soldier, which the new movie is based on. And it's a great series, and I have faith in them, even though Gotti's...
I'm not anti this. Wavering. I'm not anti this. I think it sounds cool.
Then we also
You know what the hell I'm anti.
Two projects Affleck... was going to do until he got cast as Superman. Tell No One was one of them. Was a remake of a great French film. Is now being directed by Gavin O'Connor, who did Warrior. And it's
underrated director there. He knows how to pull your strings.
I have faith in him. And then also Scott Cooper, who did Crazy Heart, is now... And now The Furnace is dropping out of The Stand. So now The Stand is open again.
The Stand. No, somebody just... They're asking The Stand to do The Stand. Oh, who was it? It's a big director.
I'm not sure.
Ah, man.
That's my Affleck news. Also, Orphan Black star Tatiana Maslany, I believe is how you say it.
Maslany.
They are now looking at her to possibly be Sarah Connor in the new Terminator movie, which I think might be a great choice.
I guess.
Yeah.
She can't be one of the Hamiltons. What else has she been in?
She's dead.
Just Orphan Black.
That and,
well, I guess it's
Park Recreation.
Cool.
Oh,
yeah. I just want more Orphan Black. She's got to cut that short for Terminator 3.
She's rated Parks and Rec also.
Or, what is it, Terminator 8 now?
5, 4, 5, 6.
Bale was in 4, right?
5.
Well, it's a prequel.
Who the hell cares? Move on.
Then also, we have news announced that Adam McKay is remaking Uptown Saturday Night, the movie that starred Bill Cosby and Sidney Poitier. It's being written by Nicholas Stoller, and he already has Will Smith and Denzel Washington.
Adam McKay is a funny writer, man.
Yeah, so I'm
genius writer. Totally on board.
It's not a typical choice you would think for Adam McKay, but I'm
Will Smith and Denzel in a movie together.
A comedy.
Big time.
A funny comedy. I'm down.
Better than Paul Greengrass to take over The Stand.
I don't like this shooting style that much. Although Kevin Phillips was
trying to
kind
remake
of...
The Stand already? Jeez.
The TV adaptation was terrible. So.
It's not that good.
Well, actually, it was beloved by millions, but hey.
There's someone like
that. Does it make it good?
Sure.
Yeah, whatever.
And my final piece of news is Norman Reedus is now being rumored to be the new Crow. That now that Luke Evans might be dropping out of it. What do you think of that, Brian?
I'm okay with that. Just hopefully he doesn't die. Everybody died in Crow movies.
First the Crow. Except for Edward Furlong.
He's still alive.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I don't think that's
I don't
fit.
Like that choice.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Ask James Obar what he thinks.
I don't know about that.
Do money. They care what poor James thinks?
Money.
God, man, they ruined his shit.
Well, that's the news I have. Got here, Andrew? Got anything else?
Nah.
I'm good this week. That's
fine.
Good.
That's a lot of news.
You've defeated me.
You guys.
So Norman Reedus Ta-da. Thinking about being the Crow just killed it?
Yeah.
I don't know,
it's
man.
Kind of big meh.
All right.
It's not the direction I would see the Crow going in, but you know. I don't know.
Tony Jaw?
We'll see.
Don't know. Really?
All right. Well, that's our In the News segment. Till next week.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.